有。
No, darling, the problem with it, wow, we don't have enough time.
Oh, Syncopation.
Shut up. Studio 54, baby.
Do you know anyone else that likes you, Karen?
Well, I don't feel like they do.
No, they probably don't.
Syncopation.
I think for myself, what a wonderful world we live in.
Syncopation.
Welcome to the Sync the Pink Funhouse. It's Amy and Glyn here to take you through East London's finest and most fabulous house parties. Today we're very excited to be joined by Scenester, It Boy, Handsome Goddess,
It Boy,
Soldier in Heels, Fashion Designer to the Stars, Mr. Julian,
Jay Smith.
Look, I want to
start this by doing what you should do at any good party and offer you an after eight.
Thanks very much.
Would you like one, doll?
Yes, please.
Oh,
let's get things started, you know, as
this
we meet.
Is
go on.
The beginning of a house party with Sync the Pink.
So, Julian, how are you, my darling?
I'm really well, thank you.
So, we thought you'd be the perfect person to get on our first ever show on Shoreditch Radio because we are kind of creating a scenario of the ultimate house party, and as I know you, you are all up for a bit of a house party, right?
Yeah. Love to dance.
Yeah, we're just coming up to Halloween.
Yeah.
And we're having a big Halloween party, and it's like in a club now, but we used to do them in as a house party, and then it just got far too out of control, and after a while it becomes a bit difficult with all the tidying up. But I do love a house party.
That's how Sync the Pink started as well. We used to put house parties
about?
On.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play some of your favourite songs and we're going to talk about your ultimate house party.
Okay.
So I think every good house party, for me, one of the best bits is the getting ready before. So what do you do when you're getting ready on a night out?
Oh God, right. Well, you've got to get the drinks in.
Yeah.
So you get the drinks in, then you start putting the music on and prancing around, trying on different looks. You've got to have at least about three outfit changes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the best bit for me, it's getting ready.
Yeah, definitely. Love it.
Is it just you or have you got people around?
I've got people around, but like, you know, it's just a few people and it's quite nice, that intimate starting off period. Yeah.
Okay, do you know what I want to do? I want to find out, there's always that one song that like, that you'll put on that gets you ready for the night out.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your playlist.
Mm.
What would your song be?
Your soundtrack.
Your getting ready song.
My getting ready song at the moment, because it does change, but at the moment it's Future Starts Slow by Kills. I really, really like Alison Mosshart, and like if I'm channeling a drag look, I'm very often thinking about how she is on stage, and she's that sort of like stylish rock and roll chick, and I just love that song. It's brilliant. It really gets me feeling a bit sexed up and dirty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're gonna play it for you now then. Sexy.
Amazing. So this is The Kills for Mr. Julian J. Smith.
You can swing, you can
Shoreditch Radio. It's Amy and Glyn of Sync the Pink, and it's our house party with Julian J. Smith tonight. Now, you haven't even actually said, tell us a little bit about who you are, dear.
Oh, well, I'm a fashion designer, but I do quite a lot of different things within that sphere. But I'm from Staffordshire originally, but I've lived in London for about 10 years. Always sort of lived in East London, and like it just keeps getting better and better and better. Like, you know, got tons of friends around the area, and I just love meeting new people as well. And there's so many cool kids around. It's just good fun.
And anyone who's witnessed Julian out and about, well, even if you didn't know it was him, if we explain his look now, you'll be like, oh yeah, the guy. All I'm gonna say is,
in fact, why don't you explain your look?
Okay,
you?
yeah.
on a night out.
Well, I start off with all the best intentions. nice wig on, maybe a nice pair of high heels and some sort of classy frock. But then, like very quickly, it starts to deteriorate. But in the
best possible way.
Yeah, so I feel so like get taken over by the spirit of Iggy Pop or someone like that, and just end up
meets Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
Two words: jockstrap.
Yeah, wig and jockstrap. Ideally, wig, jockstrap, and heels.
Yeah.
Maybe a bum bag.
Sounds perfect.
Oh yeah. Oh, the bum bag thing. Like I'm so grateful and thankful for Sync the Pink because they introduced me to the concept of the bum bag, which is whereby you've got your bits and bobs about you, and you're not less likely to lose them that way because you've got them zipped away.
You feel very safe, don't you, with a bum bag? I always do.
And it makes an outfit.
Yeah, it does. So I want to talk about the beginning of the night. You're throwing a party, right? Mm. So we've just talked about a little bit about what you're wearing, but do you ever theme your nights? Is that something you're into? Like, if you're having a house party, are you into a theme, dressing up, costume?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, God, any excuse to get dressed up. But I usually quite like to do themes that people can work within quite well. Like, I I'm quite vague and abstract with them. Like, we had one, going back to Halloween, we had a party last year that was called Zombie Whores from Venus Invade Uranus.
Good.
So that's quite loose. It was a bit spacey. It was supposed to be a bit spacey. But, you know, we've done black and white parties. We did a grey party one time, which is so supposed to be all drab and grey, but obviously it wasn't. We were all having a wild time.
Of course.
Yeah.
And what's the theme again for this Halloween party?
Oh, this one is Bad Trip Kaleidoscope.
Nice.
So anything wonky, colourful, a bit upsetting, a bit disturbing, you know, switch up the colours, comes an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, sounds great.
Love
I think
that.
Real. Okay, so what are we drinking? What's your drink on a night out? And will there be nibbles?
No, well, okay, yeah.
Most important.
I really like spirits and mixers, and I'll have any spirit in any mixer.
As long as it's in a pint glass.
He's not fussy.
I like a refreshing vodka, lime and soda, which is also called a skinny bitch, because there's very limited calories in that.
Nice. It's a fashion designer's dream then, really.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a real sharpener.
Yeah.
It's a sharpener.
like a gin and tonic, refreshing, feels quite classy.
It does.
Yeah.
And from the outsider, they may think you're just drinking water. That's why I like a gin and tonic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I've got
absolutely.
A pint of it, no one knows.
Yeah, absolutely.
People always go to Glyn, oh, you've been really healthy with your pint of water. And he's like,
just gin and tonic.
The gin.
And then for crazy times, you know, we can get some Jaeger bombs happening.
Oh.
I do quite like a Red Bull on that, you know, let's get, you know, fired up.
Yes.
Mm. And any nibbles?
Oh, nibbles. Well,
we just not eat.
No, well, some people do say eating's cheating, but I think eating is it's gonna help you along. Yeah. Actually, it's gonna help you along. So nibbles could be the odd run off to McDonald's, get a cheeseburger, or Twiglets.
Yes, Twiglet always.
Yeah, and then halfway through the night, I'll be like, oh God, I'm feeling guilty. I need to get on a healthy mode. Carrots and hummus.
Nice, yeah.
Perfect.
Goes down easy as well.
Me and Glyn love a maize-based snack.
Yeah, maize-based.
We live for maize-based snack.
Monster Munch.
It doesn't matter what
cheese
maize.
Puff,
onion ring.
Any kind of
maize.
Yeah. Frazzle.
Surviving a festival is very much about a maize-based
snack. Well, you don't need to chew. They will just dissolve in your mouth. If you eat along with a bit of saliva.
You see all the maize that I brought to festival.
Yes, I did.
Team maize.
Yeah.
Enough for everyone.
All right, so I think we're going to play our sort of getting ready song now.
Yes, it's a classic Sync the Pink tune. tune. Some might say it's our anthem.
Yeah, it's not really what you should be doing at the beginning of the night, it's what you should be doing at the end of the night, but it's Jermaine Stewart, We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off for a Good Time. No, no, but you do.
The lyrics do.
You do.
Yeah.
And this is definitely dedicated to Julian.
We don't have to take our clothes off, but we do, and we have, and we will.
So, party's in full swing now. It's about 11 o'clock. We've all gone out after X Factor. I want to talk about who would be your dream guests at your party, you know, the sort of, like, ultimate party. Who, they could be dead or alive, who would they be?
You know, I would like... I'll start off, Susie Sue and Bjork. Although, I'll tell you what... Susie Sue, I think in reality she's a bit of a misery. But I just want her there, because she's just an impressive person, so we'll have her. Bjork, I know, goes hell for leather every now and again.
Oh, does she?
She does. She's a mentalist.
And do you know this firsthand?
No, I know it from stories that I've heard, and also I've read quite a lot of interviews with her, and I know what her style is. She's like sober for a month and then takes one night to go absolutely crazy on vodka.
Oh, I love it.
And you know, she keeps good company, so yeah. she'd be fun if she was in the mood.
Yeah.
Other guests, who else?
Anyone else that you know, maybe even?
Courtney Love.
Yeah.
She's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, of course.
Courtney.
Oh, she'd be great.
Courtney's great. I miss Courtney. I've not seen her recently, but she's well, I hear. Marilyn Manson, apparently he's on a big downward spiral at the moment, so he might be fun to have around.
You choose your friends wisely.
I love her. This sounds like a good party.
Beth Ditto, for sure.
Yeah.
Beth would be the one, actually, that would be having the most fun, but sort of keeping everything together and making sure everyone's happy and having a good time. She's very... Well, and our lovely Amy Dillon, of course, yeah. doing that. But Beth's good spirit, actually. She's good.
Me and her on the same page. Yeah. I like Definitely. To be there, but make sure everyone's having a nice time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's okay. why we'd be a good party team.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about, obviously, over the years, I'm sure you've been to many parties, many fashion parties. But I want to talk about, like, some really, the ones that stick out the most in your mind, and why.
Parties that stick out in my mind?
The more scandalous, the better, for good reason, obviously.
Oh, God.
Feel free to say what you want.
I'll just put out the festival this year. Julian J. Smith standing on a boat, wearing a jock strap with a massive ponytail.
There was
in
candy
the wind.
Floss. Looked like candy floss.
Candy floss, monkey nuts. It's a big old party.
Yeah, I'm so bad at recounting things like that, because there has been a lot.
Yeah.
I'd say per year, I don't know, there's about 60 parties.
Yeah.
So, I've been to some really fab ones, and it's usually ended up with me face down somewhere. But in a good way. Bestival was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I did have a really good time there. But, you know, kept it together in the end. Really.
Yeah, you did.
Really.
He doesn't stop dancing. 4 days in and you were still dancing in heels.
Yeah, I did most of that festival in heels, actually. I don't know what it was, like, even the rough terrain, I was just like, I ain't gonna do this. It becomes like a Challenge Annika kind of
thing.
Do the festival in heels.
Challenge Tranica. I love it.
Have you always done a tranny look, or have you kind of mixed it up over the years and gone boy, girl, sort of somewhere in the middle?
It's for me, like, I have always been inclined to doing dress-ups.
Yeah.
Like, but I've never directed it specifically at being like a tranny or a drag queen or anything like that, really. It's got more and more, I'm doing it more and more recently, but I think that I should be able to experience masculine energies and feminine energies, and that's all what it's about for me. Like, if I'm having a fun party, I'm wanting to be those things. That's all
for me
about.
When I see you dancing and wearing clothes, I just see a celebration. So you're celebrating the clothes, yourself, your mm-hmm. whole being.
Yeah.
And through you partying so hard, you encourage other people to be complete themselves and celebrate too. Here's a joy to watch on the dance floor. You need to find him in East London, people.
So I think should we have another song?
Love a song.
Yes.
This is Party
Julian
in Full Swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Party in Full Swing.
Party's
what are you going
up.
For, baby?
It's probably approaching midnight. What are we going to hear?
Oh my word. Right, we're going to hear a song called What You Need by Tiga, and it's amazing. It has this big sprawling kind of electronic sound at the beginning, and it builds and it gets you hooked in, sexy, rocking it out, dancing, going for it, basically. I basically will make, if I put this on, I make people dance. That's it.
Well, let's dance.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
you need, baby. Let's break the beats, cause I'm hardcore.
Okay, so that was Tiga from Mr. Julian J. Smith. We're seeing the Pinkish Shoreditch Radio here. I also want to talk about fashion parties. I think we can't talk to a fashion designer and not talk about fashion parties. Now, I've had some of the best nights and some of the worst nights, actually, at fashion parties, but what are the musts for, like, a good fashion party?
Fashion parties can be really good because a lot of people who work in fashion are really good, fun people, and they do really like to let their hair down. And, you know, they've got pretty good taste in music and good taste in people. So, like, let's say, for example, Richard Mortimer's parties. He will do parties during Fashion Week. So it might be Gareth Pugh's party, or Mandy Leonard's doing something, and Christopher Kane's there, and Erdem's there. And, like, I've done quite a few parties with Erdem. Roland Murray, I've done parties with him as well, you know. The must is to throw a look. To, you know, don't turn up in your casuals, babes. Yeah. You know, unless that's part of the point, you know, unless you're doing grunge.
And obviously free alcohol.
Yeah, oh yeah, free alcohol, put on a sequin or your highest heels imaginable. Try and
huge amounts of gay boys.
Yeah, try and have a forward-thinking hairdo if you can.
You want backwards-thinking hair.
No.
A bit of directional makeup.
Yeah, a directional makeup is a must.
Always.
That's a must at a fashion party, you know, put on that look, you know, pretend you're like a Blitz kid, you know.
You're off.
Mm-hmm.
Do it and mean it.
Yeah.
Work it. And any good goodie bags? What's the best free shit you've got from parties?
It's very often cosmetics, and that's always very useful because you got to have good skin. Mm-hmm. You got to have good skin.
After the party, you have.
And then you got and then sort of a lovely eyeliner and mascara. You know, a nice bottle of refreshing water. That always helps. Would you turn that down?
No.
No, you wouldn't really.
I love a freebie.
Right, let's back another tune on. With Parties in Full Swing, I think we should put in... Do you know what I love that gets me on the dance floor?
What's that?
It's a bit of Olivia Newton-John.
Yes!
I think maybe a bit of Let's Get Physical.
My fave.
Because I when I dance, I don't know about you, June, but I like to almost, like, sometimes put in a lunge. Maybe something that looks a bit like Jane Fonda workout.
Yeah.
So I think we should...
The video for this song.
Amazing. What should you?
Unless you're some sort of unless you're going for a sort of gothy, grungy kind of, like, you know, is we're sort of shoegazing experience, you know, that can be, that's one thing. But I am physical, so I'm very much like Olivia Newton-John. I like to physically dance. I like it to feel like I've had a workout.
Yeah.
Let's do it to Olivia.
Let's do it.
Gotta love that tune. Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical. I like to imagine I'm her in that video. But you know, at the end, when they all become punks, that's the bit I want to be.
Yeah, it is the most, but it's quite very similar to Sinita, So Macho, which is another great.
Another classic.
So, you know, it's dance floor time. My favourite bit of the night. Everybody's going for it. We're dancing hard. So, I want to, we've kind of touched on it before, but discuss you on the dance floor. You know.
It's a vision.
It's a vision.
Julian J. Smith on a bar.
I love to whip my hair back and forth, you know.
You do it well.
So I've got, you know, a wig is a must.
And are you a soul dancer? Do you know what I mean? You know when you see people that will only go to the dance floor with someone else and they sort of dance with each other, or you're a bit of a one-man army?
Oh, well, I don't give a shit, you know. I think if I'm in lost in zone, you know, of dancing, then that's gonna bring others on, you know. And it's not a calculated thing. I just love dancing.
Yeah,
I just love it. It's fun, you know.
Definitely
throwing a bit of a dress around, stomping a heel around, you know, and then ending up without any of that.
Love it, love it, love it.
It's quite philosophical, isn't it? You can find yourself on the dance floor. Just let everything go. Let your whole day go. Let your week go.
Or you can lose yourself.
Or lose yourself.
Absolutely.
And then find yourself again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big circle.
I never remember dancing. I think that's a good thing because it means that when I get on the dance floor, I'm not thinking about anything. I just literally just go for it. And I never remember it.
It's quite a meditative state.
And I always the next day say to people, I danced last night. And they were like, you danced on the bar for about 4 hours. So, but I never remember it, ever.
So a long time on the dance floor can often lead to spotting a hunky man.
Hopefully.
We hope. So we're going to think about a tune that was going to get us in the mood for snogging.
And other things.
Naughty behaviour.
Groping.
So is there a tune that's going to get you in the mood?
Yeah. But I think that sort of like... seriously, you don't have a kissing tune, you know. Like, sex music is a bit of a dodgy area, really.
Yeah.
So I think you've got to have it with a bit of sense of humour, you know. Yeah. And a song that makes me feel all smooth and lovely and like rubbing up against someone a little bit in a funny way is "Happiness" by Alexis Jordan.
Oh. Yes.
Glenn hates this song.
I hate it.
Glenn from Sing the Pink hates this song. You know, and maybe he's right, but maybe he's wrong.
I think I'm too cynical.
Have you ever thought about that?
I think I'm a bit too cynical for this song.
I love this song.
This song is... It's got a camp grace about it that is sort of reminiscent of, like, Barbara Streisand or Bette Midler, kind of like old school gays having it wafting around a nightclub. It's a drag queen song almost.
Oh, it's totally.
It's so funny.
It's almost like an East London tranny anthem. This song.
Yeah,
they've claimed it as their own.
Yeah, they totally have. And it's such an odd one because where the hell has Alexis Jordan come from?
I know.
I mean, like I've worked with her and made a couple of things for her and stuff, so she's very sweet. But like it's just sort of erupted from nowhere, and then all of a sudden all the trannies love it, and I love it actually. It's a very warm song, and it's warm. It's got like this. It's very soft, and then it's funny. I love it.
Oh,
let's
enjoy this together. Let's have a grind together to Alexis Jordan, "Happiness."
I gotta turn this car around. I never should have left you there. Boy, this traffic is making me sick. Boy, I can't wait to have you near. I gotta hurry, hurry, hurry now. Quick, quick, quick. Just step on the gas, 'cause I don't wanna miss this. This opportunity will only come once in my life. My life. I gotta hurry, hurry, hurry now. Quick, quick, quick. Just step on the gas, 'cause I don't wanna miss this. See what you're bringing me, boy, it's priceless. I gotta be out of my mind not to try this. Through strength I found love. In time I found myself in happiness. Through strength I found love. you face to face. So what we have won't go to waste. Yeah, hurry, hurry, hurry now. Quick, quick, quick. Just step on the gas, cause I don't wanna miss this. This opportunity will only come once in my life. My life, yeah. Sorry, 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 I'm coming down to fix this. You should know how I feel, I know I got you twisted. See what you're bringing me, boy, it's priceless. I gotta be out of my mind not to try this. Things that you can give to me, I can feel it when you're holding me close. You're like one of the world wonders. I know I'm going under. Come see that I'm ready for this. And you're so good for me. You're my true joy. You make me wanna say
unblock my ears. I'm sorry, I detest
I love
song.
It so much. It's the choice of Julian J. Smith. It's his snogging song here at Sing the Pink House Party.
So I want to talk to you, I want to talk more about getting it on with people at a party, because surely that's why a lot of people go out. We go out, we have a few drinks, we want to get it on with someone. How do you seduce? Give us your tips. Go on, Julian. Come on.
I think that I might be one of the worst seducers there is. Just because, like, I think I'm having a sexy moment, and then in actual fact I know that I'm not, because I've got my wig half slipped off. You know, I'm trying to chat up some really hot guy who's, like, totally straight acting as well. And I'm there just probably in, like, a half a dress hanging off, wig hanging off, Makeup smeared everywhere, bum out, in high heels, sort of stumbling around. But why wouldn't they find that sexy?
I know, why not?
The only reason they don't is because they're not broad-minded enough, that's all.
Absolutely.
And would you say that you have a type, Julian?
No.
Anything
this is
or
why
two.
We love you.
No, you know, I like guys with long hair if they're pulling it off. You know, like some like indie guy who's quite slim but quite fit and looks a little bit like Jesus, and he's got his top off and he might be sort of like a bit into your rock and roll and that sort of thing. I love that. If he's living life like that, live it. You know, a couple of piercings, a couple of tattoos. Looks a bit like Jesus. I like that style.
Yeah.
Anyone out there that looks like Jesus, please follow me.
Yeah, please get in touch. Please get in touch if you're interested in trannies.
Yeah. So a tranny loving Jesus looking rocker we need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so should we play a little one from Sing the Pink Vault? We'll play maybe something that gets us going. Anything that gets you going, that gets you fizzy knickered, Amy. Anything?
I'm still vibing from Alexis Jordan.
Really?
Totally get me.
I think, personally, I'm the opposite of you. I do like a bit of sexy, sensual music. Mm. So why don't we play Barbara Streisand, Guilty?
Yes.
So I think that's a great one.
Yay.
Yeah, but the beauty of this is a duet. So if you find someone nice and dancing, you can sing it with them. Obviously, I'm always going to be Barbara because of the nose. But, I mean, it's a good one. So I think we should play a bit of Barbara Streisand, Guilty.
Thank you.
Rita. With the love you're building up, you gotta be mine. We take it away. It's gotta be now, and they just a matter of time.
Barbra Streisand, Guilty. Nice choice there, Fussell.
Thanks, Dom.
That was our snogging track here at the Sync the Pink house party, following Julie and Joe Smith's Happiness, which you actually compared to her having a Barbra Streisand-ish vibe.
Yeah,
it just,
I just feel like it's got something, some warmth about it that you don't hear very often. It's kind of got a grace about it as well. It feels
good pop.
It's like Donna Summer or something like that.
Yeah.
It's got a
it's
whiff
got all
of
the
that.
Right key changes. It's just well-formulated pop music. How was Babs for you? Did you enjoy that?
Babs, that song always gets me going. Love it. Yeah, love it. Right, so it's getting late. It's getting really late. Now, because I know you, I know that you are very much still going to be out if it's late.
Mm.
Any kind of party stories? I want to know more. I want to know more about the party stories, especially in East London. Where are we going if it's late? You know, by now we've maybe left your house because we've vomited.
This is the fun bit now.
Yeah, we're leaving. Where do we go?
Oh my God, right. Okay, well...
Well, where don't we go?
Well, so personally, Dalston's got a lot going on. Love a bit of Dalston, so we'd go to Dalston Superstore. But then we'd trot on down to Alibi. We'd dip our heads in there for a bit just to see the straight hotties.
They look like Jesus.
So then we'd have some fun with some girls in there as well on the bar and that sort of thing. Then we'd run out of there and we'd go down to the Joiners. We'd do a lot of activity at the Joiners. In the smoking room at the back, dancing around, yeah, lots of what I love, hot gay Spanish punks. You've got a lot of them there,
yeah,
and they're one of my favourite breed. They're very fun, And then you'd go up to Vogue Fabrics towards the end of the night because that's a great sweaty basement, and that's got a lot of Greek hotties as well.
Does it now?
Yeah,
I've missed this one.
Now the edgy. Greek East London gay hotties all love black, to wear black. They're very in with that.
They do. An open-sided black vest.
Yes,
very
indeed.
Hot in black in the Vogue Fabric sauna.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which it becomes a sauna at night.
It does. Vogue Fabric sauna. Death Trap Disco.
Yeah,
Death Trap Disco because it's got tiled floors and sweat. Tiled floors, sweat. Alcohol.
Not a good combination.
You're going to go all over the place.
Wonky stairs.
But you just can't beat it for its underground energy, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And does the party end there? Are we going anywhere else? Where would we go after that? There's no clubs open now. What are we doing?
Oh my God, no clubs open now. Well, you have to go to London Fields and just like sit in the field and wait for the sun to come up with a bottle of Lambrini.
Winner!
In a jump strap and heels.
Or if it's a very special time of the month, you know, then you can go to somewhere called Cable Street we can go to Stunners Studios for a night called Chaos, which is absolutely unbelievable night. That's an experience.
I think you went there recently, right?
I did. That is an experience because you've got all walks of life there. You know, you've got sort of like your Camden-y kind of people who love Gabba techno. The music is pretty hard there. Then you've got like sort of older trannies that have confused along the way, somewhere between Marilyn Manson and tranny behaviour. Amazing. You've got people who just go there to walk around naked. You've got people there who are there to deliberately tranny chase, you know. And then you've got like me, Max, JonBenet, and we're there sort of representing a sort of glamorous but alternative, also like fashiony kind of trans behaviour.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all a big mix. You've got your Spanish gay punks as well, I love. I love them.
You could find your Jesus.
Yeah.
But did you find that person?
Everyone and anything is there, absolutely experiencing clubbing to quite an edgy level, really. I'd say it must be like, you must have a few bits like that in Berlin.
Yeah.
But not many other places in the world, you know. London, a bit of Berlin, maybe there's one in New York or one in Miami or somewhere like that, you know, one in LA.
We need to get down to Stunners.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
We're getting all the right places here from Julian tonight. If anyone's just moved to London and they're a young budding trans, we're giving them literally the key to the underground.
This is the keys, yeah.
So it's winding down now. We're not winding down, but we want your wind down track. The song that's kind of like the end of the night, things are wrapping up. What do you want to hear now?
Well, I'm not winding down.
No.
So it's about this time of night that I like to hear a song that I think a lot of people wouldn't like as well, but I think they're wrong. It's Blow by Kesha.
Yes!
This place about to blow.
I actually really do. But this is a total guilty pleasure. I love this song as well.
Yeah.
I hate her. She looks like she needs a real good scrub done with a pumice. Right. But this song's wicked, right? Love it.
Yeah, she kind of comes across like she might have a little bit of a narky attitude and be like, oh my God, like, what are you even doing here? Like, you shouldn't even be hanging out with me because I'm like so special and like, I gotta cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's totally
just, she me. Seems like a tit.
Yeah.
But the song is brilliant. I love it.
If you got a call from Kesha's press office tomorrow and they were like, Kesha really wants to wear Julian J. Smith, what would you say?
I'd say, does she have time to come round and have a chat, you know?
Yeah.
Because it would be good to get to know her and meet her first rather than just like send her stuff, you know? Because I'm into just sending people stuff. I want to know why they're interested in it. Otherwise, it's just going to sit in a room, do you know what I mean? And, like, she might try it on whatever. I won't hear any feedback, you know? I want to know what's going on, you know?
Yeah. And do you know, I've got actually this about Kesha as well. She makes herself out to be the ultimate party girl. Is it believable? Do you think it's true?
Well, has she been to Chaos at Stunners? I don't think she can call herself the ultimate party girl if she hasn't been there yet. Or she hasn't been to a Sink the Pink. Or she hasn't been to Dawson Superstore or Vogue Fabrics. Nope. No, sorry.
Until that happens. But we're going to play.
Yes.
Blow, Kesha.
Dance. Instead to kill the lights and shut the DJ down.
Sync the Pink on Shoreditch Radio.
So, well, Amy, I'd first like to point out that I'm loving the fact that we're sat here at the moment. We've had an after eight, we've had a bit of wine, we've had some food, Amy's pants are out.
It's come to that time
of the
night.
Yeah, it's come to that end of the night.
Julian's in his jock strap.
I'm wearing nothing other than some strategically placed banana leaves. So it's a wind down. There's a song that we're going to play now, I think. This is a bit of a massive Sync the Pink anthem, Julia. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, I will.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
It's Wind Down, and it makes everybody dance like they're in church. And it's by the Celestial Choir, isn't
it?
And it's called Stand by the Word.
Stand on the Word.
Stand on the Word. And we discovered it, and they always play this at Horsemeat Disco. Do you ever frequent the Horsemeat Disco?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I used to go there a lot when it started, but I've not been recently, but that's mainly because it's a Sunday night and I have to get up on a Monday.
Yeah.
And also it's Vauxhall and I'm a bit more easty. But I do love it. I love what it stands for, and I shall go again.
Yes.
Well, love those bears.
Well, they always play this song and we always go nuts for it, don't we? So we're going to play it now. Celestial Choir. Stand on the Word, and this we're going to dedicate this to you, for Julian, who we've been with at the Ultimate House Party this evening.
Sync the Pink. It's been our house party tonight with Mr. Julian J. Smith, very handsome chap, fashion designer to the stars.
Currently with Lilac Hair.
Currently with Lilac Hair. And a lovely t-shirt. He's wearing a beautiful outfit, actually.
So, we've loved having you here. Thank you for coming on our first ever show.
Gracing us.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Have you got like a little fashion tidbit?
A fashion mantra. What's Julian's fashion mantra?
You can never go wrong with a black dress.
Wise words from Julian J. Smith tonight.
And I don't think we should leave that with that, because that's a lot to take in, especially at this late hour. So you can never go wrong with a little black dress.
It's deep.
Julian J. Smith, Sink the Pink, Shoreditch Radio.
We salute you, sir.
Bye.